Good afternoon, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Jefferson Weaver has the afternoon off. County commissioners tonight will take a look at the first full draft of the fiscal 2024-2025 budget. County administration is still trying to reconcile millions of dollars in differences between requests by departments and guidelines set by the commissioner. A draft must be filed with the local government commission by midnight tonight. Commissioners have until June 30th to formally adopt a new budget. A large crowd turned out on Saturday for the official naming of the Waccamaw-Suwan Bridge over US 74 at East Columbus. Old Lake Road connects the town of Lake Waccamaw and Buckhead and has been used by the Waccamaw people for centuries before becoming a road. Representative Brendan Jones spearheaded efforts in Raleigh to have the new bridge named to honor the tribe. A larceny suspect discovered the hard way that he picked the wrong house on Sunday. Victor Paris, age 27, is being held under no bond on a charge of attempted larceny. The South Carolina man allegedly attempted to break into the home of Whiteville Police Officer Maria Cruz on Sunday morning just after 8 a.m. He was held until the sheriff's office arrived. Construction of the new elementary school in Bolton is scheduled to start in February, with an opening scheduled for August 2027. The school replaces Hallsboro Artesia and Acme Delco. The school board on Monday approved that the school's colors will be forest green and sky blue, and the mascot will be Lumberjacks, a tribute to the East End's longstanding connection to the forest industry. No injuries were reported after a boating accident at Lake Waccamaw on Sunday. Fire Rescue Chief Ron Sasser said the boat sank inside the no-wake line and the occupants of the boat safely made it to shore. Whiteville City Police have arrested a suspect in the May 13th armed robbery on Memory Twin Circle. Raphael Goins, age 26, is being held on a single charge of common law robbery. He is alleged to have robbed a 80-year-old man of $150. It's springtime and love is in the air for alligators. A 9-footer tangled traffic on NC-130 for more than an hour Saturday before wildlife officers, the highway patrol, and deputies could capture it. It was struck by two vehicles, but apparently not seriously injured. A Sam Potts Road couple had a gator make itself at home in their front yard on Sunday, prompting another call to wildlife officials. May and June are typically mating season for alligators, and roaming males will seek out new territories and new females. A state food benefit program has sent out $121 million in preloaded debit cards to help families with dependent children. The Sun Bucks cards will activate on May 22nd. Each is worth $120. Parents of eligible children will be notified by mail. Several more rounds of Sun Bucks will go out over the summer. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.